off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Moorhead State has pulled off the upset. After earning victories in their Ohio Valley Conference openers on the road at Southeast Missouri this past weekend, the Moorhead State women's and men's basketball teams hope the home hardwood of Johnson Arena continues to be kind to them tonight as they face Tennessee Tech in an OVC doubleheader. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. We hope your 2024 is off to a fantastic start. MSU's women are 6-6 overall after their first road win of the season at SEMO on New Year's Eve. And the Eagles are a solid 5-1 at home so far this winter. This evening, they face a Tennessee Tech team that's reeling a bit after dropping its first two OVC contests at home in the past week, falling to Little Rock and UT Martin. That said, the Golden Eagles are the defending OVC tournament champions, and they feature preseason conference player of the year, Malia Owens, who's among the top five in the league in scoring and is the OVC's most accurate three-point shooter, not to mention a solid supporting cast. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, OVC doubleheader night. as Morehead State opens its home portion of its OVC schedule against the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. We're joined now by MSU head coach Caleb Petrie. And Caleb, before we talk about tonight, congratulations on your last outing, first road win of the year, and a big one in your conference opener at Southeast Missouri.
Tons of respect for SEMO and what they do, and I wouldn't say it was a revenge game or anything like that, but you know, like the conference tournament, they got us pretty good, and a lot of similar faces on both teams, and so used it as a kind of a measuring stick to see, you know, are we making the progress that we think we're making, and so to come out with the road win, especially, very, very pleased, despite, not to be negative, but we're always truth tellers, you and I, the three-point shooting and the turnovers, absolutely atrocious. So to come out with the win shows that we did some other things really, really
right.
Well.
Okay.
Rebounding, I thought we defended well, but any win is a good win, but a road win is even better.
Yeah, and sometimes ugly wins in hostile environments can be just as important.
Right, they, you know, I'm not even sure there is such thing as an ugly win. If that buzzer sounds and you're on top, maybe you should just be happy, no matter who you are.
You've got a tough task ahead of you tonight. Tennessee Tech, the preseason pick to win the OVC, and they're led by preseason conference player of the year, Malia Owens. So,
and she had 30 against Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she said two or three 30-point games, but if you do it against the Wildcats, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
You know, they were the team that got the bid last year, went to the NCAA tournament, won the first four, against Monmouth, I believe. They've played a pretty good non-conference schedule. You know, they have almost everybody back. You know, I have my scouts from last year. I have my scout from this year. Very, very similar. You know, the only difference is that there's a one of their guards is not there, Jada Gwynn. But, you know, NCAA tournament team with, what, 6-7 returners that played significant minutes. Even though they dropped to Little Rock and Martin, their first rounds cannot take them lightly. Very, 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 very talented at every position. So, but I'm like you. I'm optimistic. If we play our best, I think we can compete with anybody in the league. And I haven't felt that way in the past. You know, I think I've told you before that, you know, we have to do everything perfect to even have a chance. And while that sounds a little bit negative, that's truth. And I think that if we play our best, we can beat anybody in the league this year.
If you had to isolate one, two biggest keys for success tonight against Tech, what would you say those would be?
I'm going to give you four.
All right.
In no particular order. I think that they score in transition about as well as anybody we've played. So our turnovers, our missed layups, our poor shot selection, that's going to equate to easy buckets for them. So we've got to eliminate those things on one end to control it on their end. Number two, we've got to keep them off the boards. You know, they have four or five people that just crash extremely hard. So we could do everything right for 28 seconds and forget the block out, and then it's all for nothing. So those two, we've got to protect the paint with what happens that teams have done is they're so focused on Owens and so focused about defending the three-point line that they forget, and coach does a great job of vacating the help on that backside. So the post, that they get a ton of lobs over the top. So then key number four, and probably most important, is we absolutely have to contain Malia Owens. We can't let her go have 40 and everybody else have their average, because she's just a special player.
All right. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Coach Caleb Petrie back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
My great-great-grandfather opened the first Hinton store in 1918, and our family opened our first feed mill in the mid-1950s. We now have 6 locations and a wide range of products, including feed, seed, fertilizer, crop protection, animal health products, fencing materials, and pet food. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. I'm Addie Hinton. Stop in and see for yourself. Hinton Mill, serving farmers since 1918.
Welcome back to Courtside at MSU's Johnson Arena as we get set for an OVC doubleheader tonight. The women and men of MSU taking on Tennessee Tech. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the two teams facing off in the women's half of this twin bill. We'll begin with the visiting Golden Eagles of TTU. They're 5-8 on the season, but they lost their first two OVC games, both at home. 59-57 to Little Rock on December 28th and 67-58 to UT Martin 2 days later. Their starting lineup, you have to begin with their fine guard, Malia Owens, the preseason OVC Player of the Year. She's a 5'9 grad student out of Georgetown, Kentucky, averaging 15.3 points, 3.7 rebounds, and an OVC best 41% shooter from three-point range. Megan Hurst, a second guard, a 5'10 sophomore from Baxter, Tennessee, averaging 9 points and 5 caroms a game. The third guard tonight, Harley Painter, drawing her first start of the year, probably because she hails from Grayson, Kentucky, just down I-64 a few miles. Went to Boyd County High School. She's a 5'8 redshirt sophomore, averaging 2.5 points and 1 board a game. The two forwards are Reagan Grimes and Anna Walker. Grimes, a 5'10 sophomore from Nashville, Tennessee, 9 markers and 5 rebounds a game. And Walker, 6-foot senior from Cleveland, Tennessee, also a preseason all-conference pick, averaging 8 points and 4.2 boards an outing so far. Kim Rosemond is in her 8th season as Golden Eagle head coach. She's 120 and 105 over that span. Moorhead State off to a 6-6 start, including a 64-61 victory at Southeast Missouri on New Year's Eve in the Eagles' OVC opener. MSU, one of only 3 teams in the entire Ohio Valley Conference with a record of 500 or better overall right now. Starting lineup features Katie Novick at the point guard spot, a 5'9 freshman from Belarus, averaging 10.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and about 4.5 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, the 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, 10.3 markers, 3.4 boards, and 4 assists a game. The third guard is Melissa Sacchiaroli, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, averaging 9.5 points and 2 boards a game. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King are the two starting forwards tonight. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, checking in with 10 points and just over 4.5 rebounds a game. King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 5.5 points and just shy of 9 rebounds a game. Good for second best in the OVC. Kayla Petrie's in her 3rd season at the Eagle Helm. She's 18-53 over that span. Tennessee Tech has a commanding 67-31 advantage in the all-time series with MSU, but the Eagles did beat TTU 70-68 in their most recent meeting on this same floor last February. We'll take one more break and come back and look at our keys for the game and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones Financial Advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, the campus of Morehead State University. Tom Lewis joined by my partner, Wes Holland. Before we look at our keys for the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Happy New Year to you, and Wes Holland, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hola, my friend. Happy New Year to you, Tom. Great to see you.
You too. Let's take a look at some quick keys for this game as we get set for tip-off. For Morehead State, your favorite category of stats, extra possessions.
Oh, my favorite. And Coach Petrie called it out in her interview with you as well. Extra possessions, they've got an advantage on the glass. You look at the team so far this year, that is a real strength of 40.8 a game versus 33.3 for Tennessee Tech. So controlling the glass and mainly controlling those turnovers. You heard Coach Petrie talking about the break. You've got to limit the break against Tech or they will run you out of the gym. And so controlling those turnovers, not giving them easy opportunities off of missed layups, good shot selection. But those extra possessions are going to be huge in this game.
On the other side, Tennessee Tech, if you followed OVC women's basketball over the last few years, you've heard the name Malia Owens. But Tech, every single night, basically, has to have one or two extra scores to step up. They're definitely going to need that tonight.
Hey, they absolutely are. So Malia Owens is Batman, right? She needs a Robin.
Yep.
She's going to have a Robin. And all year long, all season, it's been whack-a-mole with Tennessee Tech. Who is going to step up and give them double digits on any given night? She's got to have a couple of people against a team like Morehead because they're going to put up points and they're going to control some glass. So you're going to have to get those opportunities from the rest of your team. They got seven players over five plus a game, so it's evenly distributed, but somebody will have to step up. And you had mentioned possibly Walker.
Yeah, and let's put that on the record just in case it comes to fruition. A blind squirrel finds
right.
An acorn from time to time. Anna Walker, a preseason OVC pick. She has not been putting up preseason OVC quality numbers. She's going to have a breakout game at some point, and she dropped 21 markers on Morehead State in this same building a year ago. So she's the player, other than Owens, that probably worries me the most coming into this game.
I'm hoping you just broadcasted jinxed her, though.
I hope that would be too.
Fantastic.
Kara Segi, Ivan Fulton, and Dustin Smith are officials, and we are underway. Tennessee Tech basketball. Owens off of the left angle, gets it to Walker in the lane, goes up with a turnaround move. It's no good, and Morehead State the defensive rebound. Novick with the carom, and she'll bring it across the timeline herself. Gives it up to Charles on the right wing, out to Seki Aroli. Swings it around to the left wing to Novick, holding over her head. Not a blessing wing, King straight away. Finds Seki Aroli, tries to penetrate on the angle, throws the ball away right into the hands of Owens. She throws over the top to Painter, puts it up with the left hand. No good, but she got her own miss. Hands it off to Hurst, off the glass and through. And the Golden Eagles lead 2-0. Some full court pressure being applied early by the Golden Eagles, but Morehead State beats it. Veronica Charles into the lane, kicks it back out to Haley Rhodes outside the arc right side. Around to Novick, now Seki Aroli on the left point. To King in the left corner, she'll put it on the floor once out to Charles. Tried a crossover move, stutter stepped, and she's called for a travel. Morehead State's second turnover. The Eagles still have not scored a point. It's 2-0.
And the combination of lineup and play style you see on offense for the Eagles tells you what they're looking for. They're looking for the paint. You really only got one true shooter out there on the court.
Painter running the point, gives it up out high to Hurst. working against Seki Aroli with a sagging man-to-man. Now to Bregan Grimes. Pull-up jumper on the left low block is good. And TTU with a 4-0 advantage early. Cross-court pass by Novick to Charles on the left side to break the full-court pressure. To Novick around to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. Straight away to Seki Aroli. Gives it up to Novick. Thought about the left wing three. Instead, she'll penetrate into the lane. Scoops it up. Her shot blocked by Walker. And Grimes comes away with the basketball. Ahead to Hurst. Lays it up strongly. Gets it to go. And it's 6-0 Tennessee Tech.
Two transition buckets already, Tom.
Dangerous pass by Novick. Got it to King to get it across the timeline against that full court pressure. King with the ball. Gives it up to Novick on the right point. Straight ahead to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive straight down the lane. Tried to go up strong. Got tied up. And on the alternating possession, Morehead State will keep it. Coach Kayla Petrie going to her bench early here as Jaden Rhodes and Skylar Barnes check in. Jaden, the twin sister of Haley Rhodes, 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas. And Skylar Barnes, a 5'9 junior out of Lancaster, Texas. Morehead State ball, Veronica Charles. Straightaway three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. And Reagan Grimes skies for the board for the Golden Eagles. Ahead to Painter. Tries to get around Charles. Her runner in the lane, high off the glass and good. 8-0 Tennessee Tech at the 7:44 mark of quarter number one. And Morehead State wants a timeout.
Boy, that's an early timeout for Coach Petrie.
Yeah, but probably well-advised. Nope.
No, you're right. It definitely needed to stop that action. I mean, every point has been in the paint for Tech.
And we'll go ahead and step out with a media timeout. 7:44 to play, first quarter. Tennessee Tech blanking Morehead State 8-0 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IJ in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family USDA boneless skinless chicken breast is only $2.49 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar, and vine ripe tomatoes are only $1.99 a pound. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IJ in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
MSU's Johnson Arena, Tom Lewis and Wes Holland, Morehead State. Ice cold coming out of the gate against Tennessee Tech in the women's half of tonight's women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader. It's 8-0 TTU, 7:44 to play in the opening quarter. Wes, sometimes you don't want to be right, and you were right in
right.
Pregame keys.
Keys to the game, you got three scorers on Tennessee Tech, none of them named Owens, so we've had three people step up, and three extra possessions for Tech up to this point. All that adds up to an 8-point lead, so it's exactly as we kind of predicted on that. Just hoped it would go the other direction.
Yeah. Eagles do have the basketball, facing full court pressure again. Charles gets it across midcourt through the logo, gives it to Novick. Now to Haley Rhodes on the right point. She'll back it up a couple of steps and pass to Novick, who directs traffic. Angles near the left hash, guarded closely by Owens. Gets around her and Hurst, but Her pass attempt is intercepted by Walker down low. Already three turnovers against Morehead State. No points. Three-point try from the left side by Harley Painter is right on the money. And it's 11-0 TTU.
Confusion in transition, trying to set up that defense.
Novick cross court to Charles. She'll drive right side, gets cut off. Back to Novick on the left wing, across to Charles. Fakes the right wing three, drives the angle, lays it up too short. Got her own miss, and she'll dribble it back out to reset. Now to Novick between the rings. She'll work the left side of the lane, has her pocket picked. A lot of contact. I believe that was Painter who stripped her. Tie up on the floor, and TTU will get it on the alternating arrow.
You know, that'll go as a jump, but that's turnover too.
Yep.
Tom.
Number four. The Golden Eagles have not turned it over once in the early going. An inauspicious start to Morehead State's home conference schedule. Harley Painter, in her first start of the year playing very well, has the ball, but there's Veronica Charles, the Nigerian nightmare, with another steal. She averages over two a game to Novick, who lays it up and in. Walker could not get back in transition to block the shot, and Morehead State finally gets the lid off. It's 11-2 Golden Eagles. Reagan Hurst controls with the dribble. There had to be a foul there. It was a delayed whistle, but Skylar Barnes hard to the deck, and Hurst called for the offensive foul with the off arm.
And we finally got to see a little half-court offense from Tennessee Tech there, Tom. And as we talked about off the air, Morehead State's going to have to be able to man-to-man on this.
Novick gets it across midcourt, under hands to Charles. She'll put it on the deck and circle out between the rings, hands it there to Haley Rhodes. Over to Skylar Barnes, penetrates to the left elbow, kicks it out to Charles. Three-point try, scoops over the rim, no good. And another rebound for Tennessee Tech, but Hurst couldn't control and stepped out of bounds. Morehead State will get it back. Blessing King checks back in for Morehead State. Jaden Rhodes will go to the bench. And Matilda Soderlund will see the floor for the first time tonight for Morehead State. The 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden. She'll give Novick a spell. Barnes will trigger the inbound on the baseline far side to our right. Gets it to King, out to Soderlund. One bounce. Needs help. Hands it off to Barnes, who curls out to take it. Now to Charles between the circles. Gives it off to Rhodes. Takes it into the top of the key. Kicks far side. Catch and shoot three by Soderlund. Bingo.
And that is just what the Eagles needed, Tom.
11-5 now as Morehead State cuts the lead back to 6. Hurst tries to go coast to coast. Scoops it up. It was a contested shot, no good. Barnes the rebound for Morehead State. To Charles in a hurry, into the lane, tried an up and under move, but she's called for traveling, her second travel of this game. And the fifth turnover of the evening already on Morehead State. Full court pressure from MSU, but no problem for TTU as Bregan Grimes brings it into the front court. And Veronica Charles from behind, her second steal of the early going. She'll bring it into the front court and slow it up for Morehead State. To Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble, left side of the lane, but her floater is way too strong. Backside rebound by Harley Painter. She'll bring it up the right sideline herself. Takes it into the lane. Scoops it with the left hand. Shot blocked by Haley Rhodes. It grabs the ball out of the air. She'll hand it off to Veronica Charles to come across midcourt through the center circle.
And Tech has backed off of that full court pressure.
For now.
For now. True.
Soderlund to Barnes on the right wing. Out straight away to King. Around the horn to Soderlund. Tries to work the baseline. Gets cut off. Gives it up to Barnes. Left elbow jumper. Off to the left. No good. And Grimes the rebound for TTU. To Painter, whose pass ahead intended for Owens is picked off by Haley Rhodes. But her pass intended for Blessing King is too tall and out of bounds.
Oh, negated an extra possession, Tom.
Yep.
We had one. Had one.
Good idea, but way too much on that pass. Seki Aroli will come back in for Morehead State. Veronica Charles will get a breather. Charles hasn't scored, but she does have two steals already in the early going. Onto the floor now for TTU. Jennifer Sullivan. She'll give it off to Owens. Three-point try. Rims around about three times and falls. Most accurate three-point shooter in the league, and she makes her first attempt here. 14-5 TTU. Pass attempt on the other end is off the mark, and another MSU turnover, the seventh of this first quarter.
There's 3:53 left in the first.
Wow.
And we've had seven turnovers from MSU. You just can't win basketball
games like that,
Tom.
Kiara Hill checks in for Tennessee Tech, 5'11 senior from Trenton, Tennessee. Pass attempt inside for TTU will go out of bounds. I think it was intended for Hill. She wasn't expecting it. And Eagles just let it go out of bounds, and they'll get it back to come 94 feet. Novick back on the floor for the Eagles. She and Soderlund will work in tandem to try to break this full court pressure, and they do. Novick across the division line. Goes left hash to Secchiaroli to Barnes in the left corner. And a blocking foul being called, I believe, on Kiara Hill as Barnes tried to penetrate. That is the second foul of the quarter on TTU and the first on Hill. Non-shooting foul, so Morehead State will inbound from the baseline. Far side to our right. Novick triggers, try to get it into Soderlund. It was deflected away, but right back into Novick's hands. Tries a spin move against Owens on the low block and gets it to go off the glass. Nicely done.
That was creative, very creative.
14-7 Tennessee Tech. Quick three on the other end is way too strong from Hurst. And the rebound to MSU. The Eagles coming the other way in a hurry. Barnes works the left side. Chest pass out to Secchiaroli, to Novick, around to the right wing, now to Soderlund. Man-to-man defense from the Golden Eagles. Now Novick on the right wing. And we've got an illegal screen called against Morehead State's Skylar Barnes away from the basketball.
Boy, and that's a shame. That next pass was to Soderlund, wide open, cutting through the lane.
Eighth turnover on Morehead State now on that offensive foul. But the Eagles have forced six against TTU.
And the hopes would be if they can keep them in the half court, they've looked okay.
Yeah.
This would be a really good game if they'd be able to keep Tech in the half court.
Grimes on the left wing. Bounce pass entry to Hill. Step back jumper over Blessing King is too strong. Crawls across the rim, and Novick on the backside there to retrieve it. Ahead to Secchiaroli. Now Haley Rhodes on the right point. Takes it into the lane. Kicks it far corner to Soderlund. Her three-pointer scoops in and out. Grimes will bring down the basketball for the Golden Eagles. Gets it ahead to Sullivan. Underhands it to the curling Owens, to Grimes, around to the left to Peyton Carter. Now to Sullivan. Three-point try, right wing, no good. Fight for the rebound, won by MSU as Clay King tapped it to Haley Rhodes. Ahead to Secchiaroli on the left sideline. Back out to Novick, and she'll back it out near the hash to reset. Takes it to the free throw line. Nice cut from Blessing King. Good find by Novick, and a layup for King is good.
Way to drop a dime right to Blessing King through two defenders.
14-9 now, the Tech lead. Near steal as Carter hauls it in on the left wing, works against Novick. Left-handed scoop shot off the mark, but Novick's going to be called for the personal. And we will have free throws for the first time tonight.
And Blessing King is a rebounding machine. That one that she just tipped out to Novick off of the last possession Tennessee Tech had, that was an impressive, impressive rebound.
She is tied for fourth in all of Division I in offensive rebounding at almost five a game. Peyton Carter at the line. First free throw is perfect. Makes it 15-9. Solid shooting team from the free throw stripe is Tennessee Tech at about 73.2%. Carter, the lefty, puts the second one up. It's also good. Carter is 77% free throw shooter. It's 16-9 now, Tennessee Tech. Golden Eagles back off a little bit defensively. Novick gets it across midcourt. Goes to Soderlund, dribbles out of a double team near the left hash. To King at the free throw line, out straight away to Haley Rhodes, now to Novick. Crossover move, takes it into the lane, scoops it up too strong, but the putback by Haley Rhodes on the money. 16-11 now, Tennessee Tech. quickly the other way come the Golden Eagles. Peyton Carter will dribble it out to the top of the arc and gives it up there to Walker. Bounce pass to Owens, catch and shoot three. Splash. She's two for two from deep. And it's now 19-11 Tech. 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. Haley Rhodes, strong move in the paint, but Walker blocks her layup attempt and comes up with the rebound to Sullivan over the midcourt stripe on the left side. Bounce pass right wing to Owens. Looking inside, instead gives it to Hill at the left elbow. One bounce, hands it off to the curling Carter. 12 to shoot, 36 to play in the quarter. Owens, step back three-pointer straight away, no good. Blessing King, a rebound for Morehead State. Less than a second's difference between shot and game clocks. Jaden Rhodes got a good pass, but contested layup, no good, and Tech with the rebound. They'll set up for the final shot of the quarter. 15 seconds remain. Golden Eagles lead 19-11. Sullivan around a high screen from Hill, takes it low block, scoops it, and it will roll and go. So a double-digit lead now for Tennessee Tech. Morehead State unable to get off a shot in time, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books at Johnson Arena, and right now it's Tennessee Tech by 10 over the Eagles, 21-11 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
21-11, Tennessee Tech leads Morehead State after one quarter of play in the women's half of tonight's women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader. Tom and Wes with you. Let's do a little Whitaker Bank by the numbers here. In the first quarter, Tennessee Tech 8 of 16 from the field, 50%. Morehead State only 5 of 15, 33%. Golden Eagles hit 3 of their 6 three-point tries. MSU only 1 of its 4. Only 2 free throws came in that first quarter, and those both belonged to Tennessee Tech, and they both were on the mark. Total rebounds, 9-9. Turnovers, MSU with 8, and Tennessee Tech with 6. And Morehead State will have the basketball to start the second quarter of play. V. Charles takes the inbounds pass. Her pass for Soderlund is taken away by Sullivan, who comes the other way. Steps around Charles, misses the layup, but the rebound there by Peyton Carter gives it off to Kiara Hill, who puts it up and good. And Skylar Barnes is going to be called for a personal foul for blocking on the shot attempt. So an and-one opportunity for Hill.
A lot of contact there, but they've been letting some of that go in the first quarter.
So the lead now a dozen and could go to 13 if Hill can make this free throw try. Hill, a 5'11 senior, puts it up with the left hand and good. 24-11, the Tech lead. Charles against full court pressure. Got close to midcourt, then had to retreat. Passes across the timeline to King, to Soderlund on the right wing, and back to Charles. Swings it around to the left hash to King. She's double-teamed, finds Soderlund down low, misses the little bunny shot, and Malia Owens the rebound for Tennessee Tech. Ahead to Carter, pull-up three-pointer on the left wing. Right on the money.
And that was one of those missed layups that us and Kayla talked about early.
Yep. 27-11 TTU. MSU ball. Charles in the logo, picks up her dribble, gives it up to Barnes out high, passes to Jaden Rhodes around to the right wing to Charles, drives, bounce pass on the baseline to Barnes, missed the layup, Jaden Rhodes the rebound, but her putback try is blocked and TTU has the ball. Owens will hopscotch across midcourt, hands it off to Sullivan high right, out to Walker. Left wing now to Peyton Carter, guarded by Charles. Carter will try to drive, gets cut off, gives it to Sullivan, who drives left baseline, up and under move, and gets it to go. It's now 29-11 Tennessee Tech. Charles into the front court for Morehead State will drift to the left near the left hash in front of Kim Roseman, the TTU coach. Bounce pass out to King between the rings, around to Soderlund, catch and shoot, three on the way, too strong, fight for the rebound. It's out of bounds. Nope, we've got a floor foul. That will go against Tennessee Tech, maybe Malia Owens. If so, that's her first.
And this is interesting, the substitution pattern. The most success they had is when they had three shooters on the floor. And now she's gone back to just basically having one at a time.
Haley Rhodes took the inbound, went up strong against Sullivan, who went to the deck, but Rhodes off the mark with the shot and Tech with the rebound. Peyton Carter in the offensive end to our left for TTU. Gives it up to Hill out top. Drives against King. King contests Hill's shot. It's no good. Seki Aroli the rebound. She'll give to Charles, who dribbles across midcourt for Morehead State. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes on the right point. Cut off, trying to take it into the lane. She'll try again against Hill. Turnaround move. Hill strips her. And Hill comes up with the ball off the hardwood. Gives it up to Owens to come the other way for the Golden Eagles. One-handed pass to Peyton Carter on the left wing. Guarded there right at the arc by Seki Aroli. Out to Walker. Around to the right side, who gives it to the curling Sullivan. Now to Owens. Drives right side. Skip pass to Carter. Jab step. Kicks it back to Owens, catch and shoot three, right wing, way too strong, but Carter the rebound. Gets it to Hill, 12-foot jumper is good. And Peyton Carter is on the deck in the end zone to our left. Looks like she may have twisted an ankle or something leg-related as she hobbles toward the other end of the floor now. And she'll be replaced by Reagan Hurst.
One of those people stepping up for Tennessee Tech is Hill.
Yeah.
Boy, 5 points, but impressively, her defense and rebounding has just been fantastic.
A couple of rebounds as well. So the Eagles trail by 20 with the basketball, 31-11. Blessing King takes the pass out high in the front court, gets it back to Novick, who floats to the left hash. To Charles, she'll drive left baseline, puts it off the window and through. And so Morehead State ends a scoring drought, cuts the lead back to 18, 31-13. Sullivan to Owens, out straight away to Walker. Passes it to Hurst, tried to get it to Hill, who went to the deck. Blessing King, the steal, comes the other way, lays it up and in. Got by Hurst just enough to put up the uncontested layup. 31-15 now, the Tech lead.
I think there's something going on the floor here. That's the third person I've seen slip right at the top of the key.
Keep an eye on that. Walker gets it to Owens on the left wing, guarded by Haley Rhodes, tried an entry pass, and Katie Novick, I think, just picked up the foul for going over the back trying to deflect that pass. That is the second personal on Novick and the first of the quarter on Morehead State. Harley Painter inbounds to Hurst. Painter now has it back on the right wing. And Veronica Charles picks her pocket. Third steal of the night for V. Ahead to Novick. She puts it up. Crashes with a Golden Eagle defender who will be called for the blocking foul. That's Reagan Hurst. She gets up a little bit slowly after replacing another player who got up slowly just a few moments ago.
Katie is fearless going to the rim. Will take it at anybody at any time.
Yep. Playing with two fouls early, too. First free throw is up and good. Novick on the year. A 70% free throw shooter. The Belarusian point guard hits the second as well. 31-17 now, the Tech lead. Some token extended defensive pressure by Morehead State, but Owens will walk it across the timeline, stops in the beak of the Eagle logo. Now a bounce pass to the right wing to Walker. Out straight away to Hurst. Sagging man-to-man. Hurst will try the long three-pointer. It's off the heel of the iron. No good. And Haley Rhodes tracks down the floor. Rebound to Novick up the left sideline into the front court. Stops near the hash. Bounce pass to Haley Rhodes. Low block extended. Her pass attempt across the lane to King is intercepted, and another Morehead State turnover. Owens brings it to the right hash. Bounce pass there to Hurst. Lobs it inside to Walker on the low block. Turnaround move against Novick with those two fouls, and Walker able to take advantage with the points. 33-17 TTU. Novick takes a cross-court pass from Veronica Charles. Now gives it to Seki Aroli on the left wing. Catch and shoot three off the neck of the iron. No good. And Yabrion Chambers, the rebound for Tennessee Tech. Ahead to Hurst, lays it up and in over the outstretched arms of Seki Aroli.
And Mill missed that shot, but they're going to have to hit a couple of those threes to get that pressure off of the paint. Tennessee Tech is packing it in.
Seki Aroli, only 5 of 28 from three-point range over the last five games coming into this one. That's less than 18%. She's really struggling of late. Novick to Haley Rhodes. She'll try the three-pointer. It's off the iron and the glass, no good. And the rebound to Harley Painter. Got it to Chambers in the lane, working against Blessing King. Reverse layup high off the glass. Boy, can she do a magic trick or what? My goodness.
That was Iverson-ish right there.
37-17, the lead back to 20. Equals the largest of the game so far for Tech. Novick to Seki Aroli on the right wing. Out straight away to Charles. Puts it on the floor, drives the lane. Scoop shot, no good. But Malia Owens, I think, just picked up her second foul trying to block the shot. That'll be the third of the quarter on TTU. And that will take us to a media timeout. 3:46 to play, opening half. Tennessee Tech in control of Morehead State in the early going. 37-17. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Well, Tennessee Tech on a 6-0 run over the last minute and 20, and Moorhead State a scoring drought of just over 2 minutes, and the result is a 20-point lead for Tennessee Tech with 3:46 to play in the second quarter, 37-17. Wes, when you look at the numbers brought to us by Whitaker Bank, what jumps out at you?
Well, Yeah, coming into this game, the shooting splits for both teams pretty close. You know, 40-40, 70 when you look at regular field goals, threes, free throws. But then today, you look at the numbers, and 30% for MSU on the day. 56% for Tennessee Tech. So that's a massive difference from what we were expecting going into this.
Veronica Charles at the line, an 83% free throw shooter, made the first, but the second is too strong. Haley Rhodes goes up for the offensive rebound, though, and she's fouled on the putback try, and she'll go to the line.
And we expected the 44% maybe from Tech from three. We probably didn't see 14% for MSU coming from three-point range.
Haley Rhodes, the sophomore out of Keller, Texas. First free throw rims in and out, no good. That foul was on Harley Painter, her first, and the fourth of the quarter on Tech, so Moorhead State will be shooting free throws for the rest of the half. Rhodes on the money with the second free throw try. It's 37-18 now, Tennessee Tech with the lead. Full court pressure, Moorhead State gets beaten as the Golden Eagles pass over the top, but Peyton Carter elects to pull it back out, passes to Harley Painter on the right wing. She's off the mark with her three-point try, but Peyton Carter the rebound. Gives to Painter, back to Peyton Carter. Carter, lefty with the right wing three, nails it. Largest lead of the night now for TTU, 40-19.
Boy, right in the defender's face, too, right in Rhodes' face.
Novick passes across midcourt to Charles. She'll drive the right angle. Try to get it to Michaela Hall down low. Ball pinballs out of bounds. Last touch by TTU. Shot clock at 20 as the Eagles get set to inbound on the baseline.
I think Coach Roseman has a case. She's not happy about that.
Novick gets it into Hall in the corner. Has it swatted out of her hands by Yabrion Chambers. Chambers, a 6'1 grad student out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, a transfer from Vanderbilt, started several games for the Commodores last year. Novick holds the ball over her head near the left hash out to Secchiaroli. Step back three is a little too short. Off the iron a couple of times, no. Grimes the rebound. She'll dribble it ahead herself and gives it to Painter between the rings. Around to Carter on the right wing. Back out to Painter. To Hurst. To Chambers, drives left baseline, puts it up with the left hand, off the window and through. Tennessee Tech is making it look too easy right now. It's 42-19 Golden Eagles. Novick into the lane, Euro step, shot no good, a little out of control, off balance, and Chambers the rebound. Gives it to Carter, quickly ahead to Grimes as Moorhead State fell asleep defensively. And another layup and another 2 points for the Golden Eagles.
Boy, this might be another moment where you got to have a timeout because that was a complete mental lapse on the defense, left wide open under the basket.
44-19 Tech. Novick, crossover dribble, finds the cutting Michaela Hall in the lane, but Hall called for an offensive foul. She may have actually fouled two different Tech defenders who both had a good position down low.
Is that, like sacks? You can get a half sack. You can get a half foul on each defender.
At least it's not a double foul where you get called for two and one. Full court pressure from Moorhead State. TTU gets it inbounds to Hurst, and she'll work it ahead as the Eagles drop back defensively. Hurst to Grimes, around to Carter, left wing three, no good, too strong. Haley Rhodes will bring it up the left side of the floor for MSU. Gives it up to Charles near the left corner. She'll try a three ball, and it's on the money. 44-22 now, Tennessee Tech with the lead in the ball. Painter zigzags between defenders to get it across the midcourt line to Grimes. Now to Hurst, a long three from the right wing. That was about a 24-footer. Nothing but net, and it's 47-22.
And it was about 3 seconds without a switch, and nobody picked her up. There is something going on with this defense right now. They are not playing in sync at all, Tom.
Charles thought about the three. Instead, passes back out straight away to Novick. Clears the floor a bit. Now gives to Secchiaroli, out to Haley Rhodes, to Charles. She'll drive the angle but gets cut off left side. Kicks it out to Secchiaroli. Her three-point try off the neck of the iron, too strong. And Peyton Carter the rebound. Ahead to Hurst. She'll skip it across court to Harley Painter. Her three-pointer skims across the top of the rim. No good. And a foul on the rebound try against Yabrion Chambers. That will be her first and the fifth of the quarter on Tech. So Morehead State will go to the line.
We've got a rough combination right now of absolutely cold from behind the arc in the field for MSU and a defense that is just doesn't know where they're supposed to be at the moment. I don't know a better way to say that.
Yeah. And a stoppage in play as officials were over at the scorer's table momentarily, but it looks like we're ready to go again. Skylar Barnes will check back in for Morehead State, replacing Novick. And it's Blessing King going to the line for Morehead State. King has struggled at the stripe. She's only a 36% free throw shooter, and that one was way off the mark. She'll get one more. Second one up, banks it in. I think every made free throw this year by Blessing has been a bank shot.
I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what I was thinking, Tom.
Peyton Carter takes the inbounds pass from Hurst, gets it right back to her, and Hurst will work it across the court against Barnes. Bounce pass out high on the right side to Maddie Kellyan. Hands it off to Carter. Now to Hurst. Dribbles around Barnes. Pull-up jumper in the lane from about 8. Too short. Blessing King the rebound for Morehead State. Gives it to Charles to bring it across. Shot clock off as we reach the 22nd mark of quarter number 2. Charles dribbled around a screen from Blessing King and got a foul on Reagan Hurst of Tennessee Tech away from the ball. And that will put Morehead State at the line.
Interesting. I thought that might go against King.
I was concerned it was an illegal screen myself, partner.
Normally when that whistle blows right at the screen, you know what that is.
Yep. Instead, it's Veronica Charles, the reigning OVC Defensive Player of the Year at the line. First one up and good. The Nigerian shooting guard puts the second one up and gets it to go. 47-25. Tennessee Tech with the lead. 15 seconds to play in the first half. Grimes takes the inbounds pass, works it up the right side, hands it off to Maddie Kellyan, to the curling Sullivan. She's straight away, tries a three-pointer. Off the front of the iron, no. Fight for the rebound. It's Chambers. She's stripped, trying to take it back up. And that's how the first half will come to an end. 20 minutes in the books, and it's been a rough go so far for Morehead State as they'll go to the halftime locker room, trailing Tennessee Tech 47-25. Stay with us. We'll have our halftime festivities starting right after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
-45, your halftime score. And if you're a Morehead State fan, you're probably not too happy about that, because it's Tennessee Tech on top in this OVC showdown. Morehead State's women facing off with Tech's women now, and then a little bit later this evening, the men will take the floor as the OVC home portion of the schedule begins for MSU. Tom and Wes with you. And Wes, we were talking during the break. I don't know that we have seen Morehead State looks so out of sync, particularly on the defensive end, but really both ends all year.
Exactly. We watch every single game, right, Tom? Yep. And the defense especially is what's astounding to me, because that has been a calling card.
Yeah.
Even the teams that 2 years ago, one win on the season, Petrie's teams play defense.
Yes.
And they play it well.
And they're currently ranked second in the OVC in scoring defense, so we know they can lock down on that end of the floor. But tonight, it has been tough going.
It really has. I mean, but look at it. Tennessee Tech, 9 out of 10 players have scored.
Wow.
The only player that didn't score was in there for 50 seconds, right? I mean, we've had three who have stepped up around Owens with 6-plus points. MSU's had 5 people score. Yeah, they're at a -5 extra possession on the game, and I don't even want to look at the layup and the fast break stats, Tom. I'm going to tell you, I just don't want to look at them. I won't. I refuse. You can't make me, Tom Lewis.
Here is the mind-boggling thing. I will find a silver lining for you.
Of course you will.
Fast break points, Morehead State actually has a 7-0 advantage.
Woo! Look. I mean, I watched the first quarter. I saw fast break points from Tech.
I thought I did too. But
who's the scorekeeper? We're going to go have a conversation. That's not right.
But yeah, you're right. Pretty much everywhere, it's very lopsided and in a way that we just haven't seen this season. So hopefully the Eagles can figure some things out at halftime, make some adjustments, and come out a little cleaner in the second half.
It's a big hole to dig out of. But if they hit a couple of shots and get a couple of stops early, get this into the teens, right, in the middle of that third period, it could get interesting.
Morehead State's national champion winning cheerleaders on the floor right now doing their halftime routine, showcasing before they head to their next national championship competition. So we'll go ahead and step out and get ready for our MSU halftime feature. Again, your halftime score, Tennessee Tech 47, MSU 25. Here on the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Quinn Mayer, instructor of art and design in ceramics at Moorhead State University. Quinn, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me out.
Well, the ceramic studio has recently experienced some growth with some new equipment, and I'm wondering who is going to get to take advantage of this. It's got to be our students, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the new equipment is going to help our students learn how to operate from the latest and greatest equipment that's available on the market and in industry. So they'll leave Moorhead having used this equipment and know how to operate it successfully.
You must have multiple levels of students as they come through your classes and your courses. Can you start us out with just the basics? Say a student needs an art credit and they think ceramics looks like fun.
Well, they're right, first of all. ceramics is a lot of fun. Doesn't matter what major, ceramics kind of appeals to everyone. But for me, I feel like one of the greatest takeaways for students, again, across all majors, is the opportunity to make something and to create something with their hands. You know, I feel like so much of things are online and digital and tablets and cell phones and internet and Blackboard and PowerPoint. Everything's very, you know, screen related and technology, and that I think is a good thing in a lot of ways. But I think that it's really important for people to get to put those things away and just have some clay out and get to experience that feeling of making something with their own hands, and hopefully also get the feeling of using that thing that they've made with their own hands as well.
Yeah, what are people making? Say in their first course, they've never touched clay before. What are they making?
So in Ceramics 1, we do hand building projects and wheel throwing, so on the potter's wheel. Mm-hmm. We start off just getting used to clay and moving it around and manipulating it and learning how to attach pieces and things like that. We'll make vases and little sculptures and learn some different glazing techniques. But when we get to the potter's wheel, then we make kind of basic utilitarian tableware, bowls and cups and mugs and things like that.
So some people in the community might be familiar with the Empty Bowls program that the Ceramics Guild does, correct?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and then more about the Guild, what these students are doing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our Ceramics Guild at MSU are pretty active. And every fall, we participate or collaborate with Rowan County Christmas, and we make and donate as many bowls as we can. Rowan County Christmas creates the chili, and we host an event, and we sell handmade bowls with chili for $15, and all of the proceeds go to that wonderful organization that helps our community and families here in the county.
And the Ceramics Guild, they also sell more wares throughout the year, and those proceeds then further their education even more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Empty Bowls then is for the community. That's 100% donation. And then at the end of every semester as well, we have holiday sales or Mother's Day sale in the spring. And the proceeds for that do go to the club for travel purposes, to attend conferences and workshops and lectures around the country.
Quinn, thank you so much for sharing what goes on in the ceramic studio and how it benefits the students and our community. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Quinn Mayer, Instructor of Art and Design in Ceramics. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back at Johnson Arena, halftime of the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader, and Tennessee Tech getting the better end of things over Morehead State right now, 47-25. Let's go by the numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank, as we look at the first half. Tennessee Tech was 19 of 36, 53% from the field, 8 of 27 Morehead State for 30%.
You're not getting enough air.
3-point percentages, 40% for Tech, 20% for MSU, and Tennessee Tech made all three of its free throw tries. MSU 7 of 10 from the stripe in the first half. Eagles turned it over 13 times, the Golden Eagles 8 times. Points off turnovers resulting in a 19-11 advantage for Tennessee Tech, and the Golden Eagles out-rebounding MSU 20-17. Balanced scoring, really, particularly for Tennessee Tech, being led here at halftime by Reagan Hurst with 9 points. 8 points by Peyton Carter, 6 for Malia Owens, who has been held in check for the most part tonight, 5 points for Harley Painter and for Kiara Hill, and 4 points apiece for Chambers, Sullivan, and Grimes. For Morehead State, Veronica Charles leads the way with 8 points, 6 points for Katie Novick, 5 for Blessing King, and 3 each for Haley Rhodes and Tilly Soderlund. Rebounding, Blessing King continuing to get it done. 4 rebounds in the first half. Haley Rhodes leads all rebounders tonight with 6. Reagan Grimes leads the way for TTU on the boards with 5. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our second half right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless pork sirloin chops specially priced for only $1.99 a pound. The large 64-ounce jug of V8 Splash, just $2.99. And the 5-pound bag of red or gold potatoes, only $2.99. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
The officials wasted no time getting our second half going, and Tennessee Tech already with a quick basket on a nice give-and-go. It was Reagan Hurst finishing it up, and Tennessee Tech now leads 49-25. Moorhead State with its first offensive possession of the second half. Skylar Barnes kicks it to Novick on the right side. Spinning in against Painter, gets cut off, kicks it out straight away to Rhodes. Ball back tapped away from her by Grimes, but Charles there to pick it up. Three to shoot. She'll launch a three-pointer off the back of the iron. Too strong. Tennessee Tech the rebound. Grimes came away with it to Painter. Right back to Grimes, who will dribble it into the front court. Gives it up to Painter. Right back to Grimes. Around to the right wing now to Hurst. Goes to Painter. She'll drive right baseline. Kicks it to Grimes at the right elbow. Back out to Hurst. Shot clock down to eight. Now Malia Owens takes it on a curl out from the left. She's at the top of the arc. Drives left side of the lane, scoops with the left hand, and gets it to roll over the rim and through.
As one backdoor cut and one drive directly to the basket so far for Tech.
Four quick points to start the second half, and it's 51-25 TTU. Charles, left wing, drives, cut off at the low block, gives it up to Barnes. Right back to Charles, 12-foot jumper, left baseline is good. 51-27, the TTU lead.
We don't see a whole lot of mid-range games from D-Charles normally.
Grimes gives it to Owens near the left hash. Back out straight away to Walker. Guarded closely by Novick. Bounce pass into the lane to Grimes. Doesn't dribble. Takes it immediately up with the left hand on a little hook-type move and gets it to go off the window. 53-27, TTU.
Another pass deep in the lane.
Charles drives into the lane, gets triple team, tried to force it up. It wouldn't go, but it's off of MSU, and Tennessee Tech will get possession. Not a smart decision by Charles to dribble right into the teeth of the big Timbers down low in a triple team and try to get that shot off.
We got our first minutes for Hannah Hicks.
Hicks, a 6'1 junior out of Cleveland, Ohio, as Charles will head to the bench. Painter gets it across midcourt, but Secchiaroli sneaks up from behind and takes it away to Soderlund, lays it up, no good, way too short. And here comes Hurst. She got the rebound. She'll dribble it ahead. Goes cross court, intended for Owens, but batted out of bounds by Secchiaroli at the TTU bench. Eagles did a good job getting back defensively that time in transition.
All right, Tom, I said I wasn't going to do it, but I had to do it. I had to do it, man. You know that, right? I had to do it.
What'd you do?
6 of 17 on layups.
Wow.
I had to look.
You didn't have to.
I had to.
Another turnover. Kiara Hill gives it up. Novick with the steal. Ahead to Soderlund. And she'll put it off the glass and in.
7 of 18.
Two more fast break points for Moorhead State. It's 53-29. Tennessee Tech the lead and the leather. Grimes needs help. Bounce pass to Owens. High right. Working against Novick. Chest pass to Hurst. Lobs it inside to Grimes. Her shot attempt, no good. Blocked out of bounds by Hicks. As Hicks and Soderlund had Grimes double teamed. TTU keeps the ball. Painter gets it into Grimes. Working against Hicks. Up and under move. Off the mark. No good. Hicks the rebound to Novick. Here come the Eagles. 3-on-2 to Soderlund. Lays it up. Too strong. No good. Hurst the rebound. She'll dribble the other way for Tech. Nobody picked her up. She'll take it to the rack, and nice move by Haley Rhodes to block the shot away and out of bounds.
Okay, I won't check it again until the fourth quarter. All right, I won't. I can keep my hands off the computer.
Thank you. You're more disciplined than my children. We're all young adults, but it doesn't matter.
Schultz.
Yes.
I've got one of those.
Owens takes the inbounds pass and steps right into a three-pointer top of the arc. No good. Saved inbounds to Grimes, who kicks it cross court to Sullivan. Pull-up jumper left side. Nicely done. A little floater right on the money. 55-29. The Tech lead now. MSU basketball. Novick with the dribble. Stops between the rings and goes to Hicks high left. Holds over her head. Out to Sekiaroli. Around to Novick. Out straight away now to Haley Rhodes. She'll put it on the deck. Takes it to the hole. And for the second time this game, Anna Walker right there to swat the ball out of bounds.
See, yeah, I mentioned it earlier, but the scout on MSU has been spot on by Roseman and staff. So they've been, Haley has had a great season going to that left side, but they know it.
They know it. She'll try the right side with a little reverse up and under move and can't get it to go, but this time draws contact and Walker called for the foul. Haley Rhodes will go to the line for two foul shots.
But every time she goes left, they are waiting for it. They know it's coming, and they're sitting on it, and that's why she's not being able to get that shot off.
Right. Only the first foul of the game on Walker, the first of the quarter on the Golden Eagles, and Haley Rhodes off the mark with the first freebie. Rhodes tonight, 3 points, 6 rebounds. She does have a couple of assists as well. Pounds it on the floor, puts it in the air, and it rims in and out. Walker the rebound for the Golden Eagles. Gives to Sullivan, who will work it up the floor against Charles. Gets it across midcourt. One-handed pass to Hill on the right wing. Out straight away to Walker, to Sullivan. Entry pass on the bounce to Hill. She's double-teamed, kicks it out to Owen. Steps inside the arc right side. Off the back of the iron, no, but an offensive rebound to Walker. Out to Sullivan. Three-pointer rims in and out. And Novick takes the ricochet rebound. Brings it the other way herself and backs it out near the right hash. Settles things down, rotates to the apex of the arc. To Sekiaroli, catch and shoot three. Too strong. Rebound kicks near the right corner where Peyton Carter hauls it in. Ahead to Owens on the right, left wing, excuse me. Three-point try, this one on the money. Give Owens 11 points now. Tied for team high, and that's her third three-pointer.
I'm not trying to give away listeners, but if you can, you should probably go to ESPN Plus and watch her shoot. That is a beautiful shot.
Yes, it is. Sekiaroli, much like she did at Cookeville last year, banks a three-pointer home from near the right corner. The physics amaze me, but she's done it twice in her MSU career now against Tennessee Tech.
What an exceptional memory by you. Why do you remember that, Tom?
Because it was so weird. Anna Walker goes to work on the low block other end, and she's called for traveling. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:43 left in the third quarter, and it's all Tennessee Tech as the Golden Eagles lead Morehead State 58-32. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Back at Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University, women's college basketball action OVC style, and it's Tennessee Tech leading Morehead State 58-32 just over midway through quarter number three. I'm Tom, he's Wes, and Wes, Morehead State continues to be befuddled defensively on how to stop this Golden Eagle offensive attack.
It's bizarre almost. I don't think I have seen them look that lost.
No.
Trying to guard. You know, like I said, playing defense is a calling card of every one of Petrie's teams up to this point. And they just are not in the right positions.
Morehead State does have the basketball. Offensive end to our left. Novick floats down the arc to the left wing. Splits defenders. Pull-up jumper near the left elbow. Rims in and out. And Reagan Grimes skies for the rebound for TTU. In transition, Sullivan fakes the right wing three, drives instead, lays it up and in.
Nobody back, nobody to slide over and take that charge or put any kind of contest on that shot.
Full court pressure, Morehead State able to bust it this time. Charles kicks it cross court to Novick, high left. She'll dribble it out between the circles. Overhead pass to Sekiroli, fakes the three, dribbles to her right, and tries the three from the left wing, and it's perfect. Good to see Sekiroli hit her first, or actually her second three-pointer of the night. 60-35 now, TTU. Malia Owens guarded by Charles at the left hash. Dribbles it straight out, gets a screen, step-back three-pointer too far off the right, but Hill crashes the lane and comes up with the offensive board. Gets it out to Grimes. Hands it off to Carter on the right point. Puts it on the floor, working against Sekiroli outside the arc. Out to Owens, and Veronica Charles is going to be called for the personal foul. She tried to jump into the passing lane and instead landed on Owens' leg.
No matter how hard you're not trying to call a foul, you can't miss that one.
Yeah.
She just kind of rolled on her.
Charles, that's her second personal. Make it her first. Back to action. Sullivan out of control. Lays it up and through, but she's called for an offensive foul, so wipe off the basket. That will be turnover number 12 on TTU on the offensive foul. Chambers checks back in, replacing Hill.
MSU is setting up. They look like they're expecting a trap.
Eagles get it across midcourt, but Chambers right there to come up with the turnover. Stole it right in front of the Morehead State bench. Grimes gives to Sullivan. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets cut off. Finds Owens. She'll drive the angle left side. Puts it up. No good, but she's fouled. Jaden Rhodes tried to come over to help defensively, but could not get set, and she'll be called for the personal, and that will put Malia Owens at the line. Barnes and King check back in for Morehead State as Novick and Jaden Rhodes will head to the bench. This will be Malia Owens' first trip to the free throw line tonight on the year. She's just about automatic at 92.3% from the stripe. First one is good.
90 what percent?
92.3%.
My goodness.
On 39 attempts coming in. Had only missed three of those 39. Second one rolls and goes.
A little bit better now.
Little bit. Again, full court pressure. Haley Rhodes will dribble it. Passes across the timeline to Charles. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks to Sekiroli. Catch and shoot three. Dances three times. No good. Fight for the rebound. Blessing King comes up with it. Puts it up strong. Count the basket and she's fouled. Solid, hard work by Blessing King again on the offensive glass. Pays off with points and a potential and one.
That was a gritty possession. lots of contact, lots of people touching that ball, going for the rebound, and Blessing came out with it.
Chambers, the guilty party on the foul. And King misses everything with the free throw attempt. So TTU will get possession.
That's okay. She got the put back.
She got the put
back. It was only the and one.
Sullivan gets around Rhodes, drives it into the lane, kicks it near side to Carter. Near the right corner, puts it up and splashes it home. Three-point try is on the money, and it's 65-37 TTU. Full court pressure. Sullivan will be called for a personal foul, bumping Haley Rhodes in the backcourt. Fourth of the quarter on the Golden Eagles, and the second of the game on Sullivan. Michaela Hall checks back in for Morehead State. Blessing King will get a breather. Hall, 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma. Veronica Charles works the point right now for Morehead State. Passes to Barnes, gets double teamed, ball gets away, and a kickball is called. Let's see who gets possession. Looks like it'll stay with Morehead State. Novick will check back in. Skyler Barnes heads to the bench.
I'll tell you, Tech is in it to win it. They are still running traps in the half court, up by 28 at this point.
Taking nothing for granted. And this year in the OVC, I don't think anybody can take anything for granted. Haley Rhodes, nice crossover move against Chambers, but then dribbles the ball off of a foot. And referee Ivan Fulton says it's the foot of a Golden Eagle, not an eagle. 16 remains on the shot clock for Morehead State. 2:06 to play in the third quarter. Kayla Cowart will check in for TTU, replacing Owens. Novick, baseline left, will inbound for Morehead State. Gets it into Hall in the corner, out to Charles at the left point. Goes to the floor, loses her dribble, gets it to Hall. Underhands it to the curling Novick. 7 to shoot. Novick stops at the free throw line, tries a bounce pass to Hall. Out of her reach, off her fingertips and out of bounds. And the 16th turnover of the night on Morehead State.
Not a bad pass.
No.
You couldn't quite get the handle on it.
Peyton Carter inbounds against Morehead State. Full court pressure to Reagan Grimes. She gets it to Cower, who dribbles across midcourt, working against Charles. To Peyton Carter. Left wing, tries the three, it's no good. Chambers comes away with the rebound. Her reverse layup attempt, no good. Blessing King, the board for MSU. To Charles, up the right sideline, passes ahead to Sekiaroli, back out to Charles. Around to Novick, left open for a left point three, and hits the back of the rim, just about came to a dead stop and then fell through. 65-40, TTU the lead and the ball. Just over a minute to play. Charles nearly comes up with her fourth steal of the night, but Cowart maintains control and gets across the timeline. Out to Peyton Carter. Gives it up to Grimes at the apex of the arc to Sullivan, right wing. Takes it to the right elbow. Gives it up to Chambers. She'll drive left side of the lane. Puts it up and through, working against Michaela Hall. 67-40 TTU. 27 to shoot, 49 to play in the third quarter. Charles lofts it inside to Hall. She's quickly double-teamed, puts it on the floor. Passes back out to Sekiaroli. Tries to bullet pass it underneath to Blessing King, and it's out of bounds, and TTU will get it.
Oh, and Hall did not look under the goal. Blessing King was wide open. Her teammates were yelling at her to throw it, and she just never looked down there.
But again, TTU, as they've been doing, double-teaming as soon as Morehead State gets it in the low post. Man-to-man pressure by Morehead State as the Golden Eagles get it across midcourt. Cowart around a high screen, hands it off to Sullivan on the right wing. Working against Novick. 13 to shoot, pass out of bounds right at the TTU bench over the outstretched fingertips of Peyton Carter. With the break in the action, Hannah Hicks will check back in for Morehead State. 6'1 junior out of Cleveland, Ohio, the transfer from Jamestown Community College, where she racked up 1,041 rebounds in 3 years there. Charles brings it into the offensive end. Novick back to Charles, right side of the lane, jump stop, fadeaway jumper off the glass and through. That mid-range game, again, you were talking about earlier, that we've not seen much from V. Desperation heave by Sullivan. Comes up way short, and the third quarter will come to an end. And after three quarters, Tennessee Tech leads Morehead State 67-42. Back with our final stanza after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
'67-42, Tennessee Tech leads Morehead State as we get set to begin the fourth quarter at MSU's Johnson Arena. Women's men's OVC doubleheader tonight. The men will be taking on the Golden Eagles of TTU in what will be Morehead State's men's first OVC home game of the year. You know, Wes, after the first weekend of play, on the women's side in the OVC, only one home team won a game.
My goodness.
And that was Tennessee State.
That's shocking.
One home team. The way it's going here, the road team is going to reign supreme again. So I don't know what's up with women's basketball in the OVC, but that seems to be the case right now. Hannah Hicks takes an entry pass down low. Shot is blocked by Walker. Hicks got it back. Gave it to King. Her shot blocked by Walker. Anna Walker has been doing her best Shaquille O'Neal or Anthony Davis imitation down low tonight, blocking shots.
She has been a wall down there tonight.
Novick inbounds out top to Charles. Floats it to Hicks in the lane. Goes to work against Walker, lays it up and through. Nice play by Hannah Hicks. Her first 2 points of the night, 67-44 TTU. Grimes, bounce pass to Hurst near the left hash, out to Walker. Chest pass to Grimes on the right wing, just outside the arc. One bounce, guarded by Hicks, gets it out to Owens. Jab step against Charles, now comes around a screen, drives right angle, lays it up too short. Blessing King corrals the rebound and gives it up to Charles. She'll come the other way for Morehead State. Stops on the left wing, out to Novick straight away. Tried to float it inside to Hicks, but Grimes right there to come from behind to take it away. She'll drive all the way down the length of the court, missed the layup, and a whistle and a stoppage on the rebound try. And it looks like TTU will keep possession. Morehead State must have stepped on the end line. And the officials are conferring about something. And we'll resume play as TTU will inbound the baseline to our right and Reagan Grimes left absolutely wide open, cutting on the low block to the right side, lays it in.
Oh, my.
Another defensive breakdown for the Eagles. Novick with the basketball for Morehead State. Gives it to Hicks just inside the key. Drives right side of the lane, and she runs over Malia Owens. Excuse me, make that Reagan Grimes. Grimes goes to the floor. Hicks will be called for the personal of the offensive variety.
Yeah, I understand that call, but I'm pretty sure she was moving. I mean, I don't think that was unnecessary.
So Tennessee Tech looks to add to its 69-44 lead here. Grimes around to the left wing to Hurst. Out to Walker straight away outside the arc. Guarded closely by King. Gets it to Grimes on the right wing. Out to Owens, catch and shoot straight away three. Left too short, off the iron. Novick the rebound for Morehead State will come the other way. Drives left side of the lane, scoops it up, rattles around and falls. Freshman point guard, as we've seen several times this year, excellent in transition. Good decision there at 69-46 TTU. Hurst with the basketball. Gives it to Kelly, and her three-point try may have been partially blocked by Novick. And a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and I think Tennessee Tech will keep it. Hicks will check out. Haley Rhodes checks back in for Morehead State. Actually, MSU will get possession. Full court pressure. Rhodes to Novick across the timeline to Seki Aroli at the right hash. Back out straight away to Novick around the left wing to Rhodes to Charles. She'll drive the left angle. Reverse layup, no good. But she's fouled and will get free throws. Looks like Anna Walker will be called for the personal, her second.
If not, she would have had her fifth block. That was pretty clean.
Yeah.
I'll call it both ways when I see it. That looked
pretty
clean.
There was some body, but yeah, up top it was definitely clean.
So it's free throws. We have a second. You ready for a dad joke?
Sure.
I've been thinking about this one.
That's scary.
So she could be the Great Wall, yes. Her of Cooksville. She's been so good on defense today, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
The Great Wall.
You should have thought.
Her of Cooksville.
A little more about that one.
Yes, I should have. I agree.
Charles gets the second to go and thankfully brings that joke to an end. It's 69-47 TTU. 69-48, excuse me. Kellyan brings it across midcourt to transfer out of Transylvania. Gives it to Owens. Bounce pass to Grimes. To Kellyan. Top of the arc. Bounce pass to the cutting Walker off the angle. Or make that Hurst, excuse me. Hurst lays it up and in, and 71-48. Tennessee Tech with the lead. Morehead State ball. Just under 7 minutes to play. Novick to Seki Aroli at the right hash. Working against Kellyan, finds a wide open Rhodes in the lane, but Hurst drops down and swats the ball out of bounds with authority as it left Haley Rhodes' hands. Clean block.
Are you sure that was Hurst?
I am.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that might have been the Great Wall, Kerr.
Let's see. It was Hurst.
Oh,
dang it. My eyes did not fail me.
My only other joke is the layup statistics right now, Tom. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Oh, my goodness. Another block as Charles tried to drive, and Harley Painter right there to swat the ball away. TTU in transition. Now they'll set it up in the half court. Owens on the right wing gets it to Painter near the corner. Back to Owens. Rotates around a Walker screen at the top of the key. Gives it to the curling Hurst. Now to Painter. Stops inside the key. Kicks it to Walker. Seven to shoot to Owens. She'll drive the angle. Scoops it up. It's too short. Contested shot. Seki Aroli the rebound. She'll dribble the other way for Morehead State. To Novick. Catch and shoot three. Right wing. Off the neck of the iron. Too strong. Painter rebounds. Passes ahead to Owens. Ahead to Grimes. To the cutting Painter. Again, nobody there picked her up. And a wide open layup for Painter.
Basic cuts. That was a front cut. I mean, just cut right in front of the defender. No back door, nothing fancy.
7 points now for Painter, and it's 73-48 Tech. Charles across to Haley Rhodes, out to Novick, around to Charles on the left wing, guarded at the arc by Owens. Out to Blessing King, Now to Novick on the right wing. To Secchiaroli. Fakes the three. Takes a tumble. And Reagan Grimes is going to be called for a personal foul guarding Secchiaroli. That will be the second personal of the quarter on Tennessee Tech. And the first of the game on Grimes. Common foul, so Morehead State will inbounds from the baseline to our left. Soderlund checks back in for Morehead State. Charles will inbound. Gets it to King in the corner. One dribble, gets it to Secchiaroli just outside the right hash. Jab step now comes to her left, stops at the right elbow, finds the cutting King, lays it up, it's good, and she's fouled.
That is somebody that has no problems with layups.
No.
Tom, she has been really solid around the boards.
Now, free throws, another story. Grimes called for, Harley Painter called for the personal foul, her second. King, free throw up. Banks it, too strong. And Kiara Hill, the rebound for TTU. To Sullivan, she'll bring it ahead, working against King, and King will be called for the foul, riding Sullivan a little too closely defensively.
It's an interesting time to start making those calls.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, 5 minutes left in 23-point
game.
It
had been quite physical most of the way, but you're right. There have been some phantom fouls here down the stretch. Skylar Barnes checks back in for Morehead State. Charles will head to the bench. TTU inbounding from the baseline to our right. It comes into Grimes, to Painter, high left, to Sullivan, out to Grimes straight away, around to the right wing to Peyton Carter. Out to Hill, thought about the straightaway three, instead finds Grimes. Pull-up jumper from 12 in the lane, too strong. Haley Rhodes the rebound for Morehead State. She'll bring it ahead, passes to Soderlund, right wing. Pass off the mark, might have been touched, but nope, is not. And it's an over-the-back call against MSU. That will be turnover number 20 on the Eagles, and that will take us to a media timeout. 4:48 to play. Tennessee Tech firmly in control of Morehead State, 73-50. Back with more after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
73-50, Tennessee Tech leading Morehead State. 4:48 to play in the final quarter of tonight's women's game. Don't forget, the MSU men and Tennessee Tech will face off a little bit later this evening. Projected tip time was scheduled for 7 o'clock. It'll be a little bit later than that as teams need about a half hour after the conclusion of the women's game to get warmed up and ready to go. But Chuck Mraz will have the play-by-play call for that men's game. Returning to action here in the women's half of the Twin Bill, Tennessee Tech basketball. Sullivan walks it across the timeline, bounce pass to Grimes at the top of the arc. And a whistle away from the basketball and a foul on Morehead State. Sullivan went to the deck. Foul will go against Blessing King, her second. And the third of the quarter on MSU. Tech inbounds. Hill has it out to Grimes. Bounce pass to the cutting Sullivan off the angle. And again, Morehead State doesn't recognize and does not rotate. Uncontested layup. 75-50 TTU. Novick with the basketball in the front court. Gives it to the curling Haley Rhodes. Brings it out top of the key. Now drives left side of the lane. And a whistle and a defensive foul, I believe, against Sullivan, who goes to the floor holding her left knee. Adding some injury to insult there.
Yeah, Whitaker Bank by the number here, Tom. 11 of 28 on layups for MSU. So yeah, I told you I wouldn't bring it up until the fourth quarter.
I know.
I just brought it back up.
I know.
20 of 32 for Tennessee Tech.
That pretty much tells the tale.
It does.
Another turnover. Haley Rhodes has the ball just taken away from her by Chambers. She dribbles it ahead and ball was given to Kelly, and Katie Novick came from behind, grabbed on, said, I want the basketball too. So it's a tie-up, and Tech will keep it with the arrow.
And to take that stat a little deeper, right, that's 67-ish percent.
Yeah.
They're only shooting 49%. So if they weren't getting the layups, if they weren't getting the easy passes to the basket, completely different game at this point because they're not shooting well from everywhere else.
Foul on the inbound goes against Katie Novick. That's her third. So the Golden Eagles try again. Kellyanne takes the inbounds pass. Gives it to Harley Painter. Back to Kellyanne on the left wing. Entry pass on the bounce to Chambers. Working against King. Puts it up off the glass and through. Gabrielle Chambers, the grad transfer from Vanderbilt, making her presence felt. 77-50 Tennessee Tech. Novick to Soderlund at the right hash. One bounce out to Rhodes straight away. Around to Novick on the left wing. Out to Blessing King. To Soderlund. Fakes the three. Takes it to the right elbow. Kicks it to Rhodes. Jab step. Whistle and a foul on the floor against Tennessee Tech. That'll go against Painter. Number three on her. And the fifth of the quarter on TTU. So Skylar Barnes will go to the free throw line. The 5'9 junior out of Lancaster, Texas, hasn't been to the line very much so far this season. First free throw up, rattles home. Barnes on the year, 65% from the line coming in. Her first free throw of the night. Second one is too strong. The floor rebound to Carter. Gives to Kellyanne, who will dribble it ahead and across midcourt. Bounce pass near the left hash to Carter. Looking for someone cutting underneath. Couldn't find anybody, so gives it up to Chambers on the right point. To Hill. Left elbow extended. Jump shot too strong. King, another strong rebound for Morehead State. To Novick up the left side of the floor. Stops at the left point. Goes into the lane to King, who's called for a travel. Turnover number 22 on Morehead State. Cowart back in for TTU. Painter to the bench. Gets a hug from Coach Kim Roseman, so Painter's night will probably be over. The Grayson, Kentucky native played really well tonight. 7 points. Down low, Kiara Hill's shot attempt is blocked, I believe, by Novick. She got the loose ball ahead to Barnes. Pull-up jumper from 13 on the right side. No good. Long rebound near the left sideline is taken by Kellyanne. Tried to save it in bounds. Morehead State got it back. Novick misses the spin move layup. But Blessing King, another offensive rebound. Out to Soderlund. Now to Barnes. To Novick at the right hash. Holding over her head. Gets it out to Haley Rhodes, driving against Chambers, lays it up, called for an offensive foul. Peyton Carter was the defender who went to the deck.
Chambers and Walker have had an excellent defensive game in the post.
Yeah.
They have made it really difficult on MSU. And you mentioned Painter, 5 rebounds and 5 assists to go along with those 7 points.
Wow.
In front of the home crowd.
Yeah. Grayson, Kentucky native, Boyd County High School graduate. Kellyan, Transylvania transfer out of Cynthiana, had the basketball. Now it's with Cowart. Gets it to Carter. South Paul tries a three from straight away off the back of the iron. Too strong. Novick the rebound off the floor for Morehead State. Passes ahead to Barnes. Drives in from the right side. Kicks it to Novick. Left wing three right on the money. 77-54 TTU. 1:39 to play. Kellyan working against Novick. Bounce pass out high to Cowart on the right side. Guarded by Soderlund. Spins around her, gets around another defender, kicks it out to Carter, fakes the three, drives the left angle, lays it up and in over Barnes. 79-54 TTU. 1:15 left in this one. Novick to Haley Rhodes on the right point. Entry pass to King, catches and puts it right up and in off the glass. Nicely done that time by Morehead State. As we tick under the one-minute mark to play at 79-56, Tennessee Tech. Carter out to Chambers, swings it around to the right wing, now to Cowart. Out to Hill, guarded on the perimeter by Haley Rhodes. Gets it to Chambers, drives left angle, tries to force it up. Goes out of bounds off of Chambers, and Morehead State will get it back. 40.2 seconds remain as Blessing King inbounds to Novick. Token full court pressure by TTU as Novick gets it across midcourt. Floats to the right hash. Out straight away to Rhodes. Around to the left wing to Barnes. Lost control. Got it back. Tried to pass it out to Novick. Picked off by Kellyan. From her knee, she'll pass it to Cowart. She'll slowly walk it across midcourt. Shot clock is off. 13 seconds to play. And TTU likely will just dribble it out here. So Morehead State's home opener on the women's side in OVC action does not go according to plan, and Tennessee Tech will come away with an easy 79-56 victory over the Eagles here tonight. We'll step out and come back with our postgame right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
79-56, the final score tonight as Morehead State falls to Tennessee Tech in the women's half of tonight's OVC basketball doubleheader. The men's team's getting set to take the floor for their pregame warm-ups. Wes, we said coming into this game that extra possessions would be extremely important for Morehead State, and for Tennessee Tech, they would need somebody other than Malia Owens to step up. And in both of those instances, it was definitely Tennessee Tech's favorite.
Both of those things were spot on. Tennessee Tech was broad across the board. I mean, I think it was 7 or 8 with 5+, 6+ points. They were a well-balanced offense. You look at their layups, not to harp on this, 22 of 35, right? 67%. Blessing King was 4 of 5 on layups. So everybody not named Blessing King was 8 of 25.
Wow.
30% at the rim. You're right, negative 10 on the extra possessions for Morehead State. But strangely enough, that's not what did them in tonight.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, normally that is what I will harp on. That's not what did this game in. It was that defensive lapse. It was allowing those layups and not being able to finish on the other end.
Again, the final score, Morehead State falls to Tennessee Tech 79-56. We'll take a break and come back and look at the final numbers right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hinton Mills has mixed and sold our own wild bird seed for years. Our grandma, Laura Hinton, loved to feed and watch the birds. In honor of that love, we're holding our annual wild bird seed sale all this week. In the winter, natural seed sources are less plentiful. You can help provide songbirds with a nutritional boost by supplementing their diet with our fresh, high-quality wild bird seed mix. Our mix is formulated for birds that reside in our region this season. Save on 50-pound bags now through Saturday at Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead. Ed in Owingsville.
79-56, the final. Tennessee Tech knocking off Morehead State in the women's half of tonight's OVC basketball doubleheader here at Johnson Arena. Take a quick look at some of your final numbers. By the numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Tennessee Tech, 33 of 68 from the field, 48.5%, 8 of 24 from outside the arc, 33%. And a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. MSU 20 of 53 overall, 37.7%, 6 of 18 from long range, and 10 of 18 from the charity stripe, 55.6%. Rebounding battle, plus 5 for Tennessee Tech, 39 to 34. Turnovers, MSU gave it away 24 times, Tech only 15. As far as scoring, Tennessee Tech had 4 players in double figures, 13 apiece for Reagan Hurst, Malia Owens, and Peyton Carter, and 10 points for Jennifer Sullivan. For Morehead State in double figures, Veronica Charles and Katie Novick with 14, and 11 for Blessing King, who just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds on the night. Once again, 79-56, the final. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap things up as far as coverage of the women's game and get set for our men's game. right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, where Morehead State's women have been knocked off by Tennessee Tech 79-56 tonight. With the win, Tech improves to 6-8 overall. 2-1 in OVC play. Excuse me, make that 1-2 in OVC play. Morehead State falls to 6-7 on the year and evens its OVC record at 1-1. Again, the Morehead State men will be taking on Tennessee Tech here in just a few minutes. Chuck Mraz will come along with the play-by-play shortly. And then both the MSU women and men will be back in action again on Saturday here at Johnson Arena. The women taking on Tennessee State at 1 o'clock, and then the men facing the TSU Tigers at about 3 o'clock, depending on how late the women's game runs. For my partner, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Again, the final score in tonight's women's game, Tennessee Tech 79, Morehead State 56. Thanks for listening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.